Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac. Dav Gimal. Today's daf has been sponsored by the Asa family in memory of Chacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam. Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tanihenu began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Bet Amud Bet. And we are going to begin right on the bottom of the daf, the bottom line, last two words, Ela Me'ata. Let's just review here what we said on the previous daf. According to the opinion of Rav, the source of the Chachamim, that a Mavui that is 20 Amot high or more must be lowered, its source is from the Beit HaMikdash, from an area in the Beit HaMikdash called the Hechal. The Hechal, as we learned from the Mishnah, its height, meaning at its door, at its entrance, was 20 Amot. And it is called a Petach. And therefore, anything more than that would not be considered a Petach, and therefore it cannot be koshered by a Lehi or a Korah. That was the source of Hachamim of the 20 Amot, at least according to Rav. So now the Gemara is in the midst of a series of questions. How technical is this connection between Mavui and the situation of the Hechal? For example, on the last daf, we ended up with a question that the Hechal had a Surat HaPetach. And it was 10 amot wide. Now we learned in our Mishnah that if it has a Tzurat HaPetach, it could even be more than 10 amot. So the Gemara questioned the analogy. If you're learning from Hechal, then the Tzurat HaPetach shouldn't allow you more than 10 amot. And the Gemara said, indeed, you're right. According to Rav, if it's more than 10 amot, even with the Tzurat HaPetach, you have to minimize the enclosure. So now the Gemara asks another question. Ela me'ata, according to this, lo tehane le amlatra. The Gemara says that in a case where you have a mavui above 20 amot, there is a way to kosher it with something that's called an amlatra. Now, what is an amlatra? Basically, it's a type of wood that's placed, or cross beam that's placed across the width of the mavui, but it's very noticeable. The Gemara is going to tell us how it's noticeable. We don't have a picture of this. Soon we will, but the Gemara is going to tell us if it's a very noticeable type of beam, then even though it's above 20, it's going to be kasher. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case that you're learning from Hechal, then this leniency of Amlatra should not apply by Mavui. Why? Deha Hechal Amlatra Havyale. Because in the Hechal, they did have a recognizable bars or boards, I'll call them, above the entrance. They were very recognizable. So we have a picture of this in over the Surat HaPetah. You had boards. I'd like to see.
It's even more recognizable.
Number 10. No, that's not it. Basically, we're reading in Rashi then. Look at Rashi. Gemara was going to say it actually. Gemara says, Deha hechal amlatra havyale ve'afilu hache eslim amahu degaboa. But still it only allowed you to have 20 amot, which means even with the recognizable beams on top, still the maximum height was 20. The Tan, as the Mishnah says, here it is, Hamesh amlatraot shel mila hayu al gabav zu lema'la mizu vezu lema'la mizu. The Gemara says there were actually five cross beams above the entrance of the Hechal Shel Mila, that she says, Etz Shegedelim Bo Milim Vem Afatzim. It's a certain type of wood that they have gallnuts in it, a special wood, and it says that there was one wood above another wood, and the way it was configured was the first wood would overlap the entrance, one amma on one side and one amma on the other side. The second piece of wood would extend an amma on the over the wood underneath it, and the one on top of that as well would extend over the one beneath it. You actually have a picture in your art scroll, which is worthy to see it. That's the diagram in note number 4. So you see over the archway of the Hechal, so you had these special type of beams. Now, what's the rule? We said by Mavui, if you have an Al-Matra, something that's discernible, something that is noticeable, so even above 20, it's okay. But if that's the case, you're learning from Hechal, it shouldn't be. Because the Hechal was 20 even though it had the Al-Matra, and it seems only 20, not more. So the question again is according to Lav, where did they get this Heter from by Mavui? If your source of Mavui is Hechal, and Hechal is 20 Amma, and it has an Al-Matra, the Chaurash could even be even more than 20. So that's a question on Lav. So the Gemara says, Dehai mighty yufta. So the Gemara says, what's the question? Dilma kitanya hi de almitraot beulam. Who told you that these almitraot that we're talking about were in the Hechal? Maybe they were in the ulam. Remember, we learned the ulam was in front of that room. So therefore, you can ask a question. Rav learned the laws of Mavui from where? From Hechal. So you told me, oh, there was Al-Matra'ot in the Hechal. Who told you? Maybe these Al-Matra'ot, these beams that we saw in diagram number 4 in the art scroll, maybe they were in the Ulam, so I have no question. So the Gemara says, Tanya, which means, Ki Tanya hi, the Al-Matra'ot, the Ulam Tanya. So the Gemara says, Vehai Maikusha. The Gemara says, what is the question? Dilma Tavnit Hechal Ketavnit Ulam. Which means the question was that the assumption is that just the way the Ulam was fashioned, with an opening with these Al-Matra'ot on top, the assumption is the Hechal was the same way. And the Nitba really explains it's more than an assumption. That's the way it was. So therefore you're right. It was in the Hechal and it was also in the Ulam. So we're back to the question. If it was in the Hechal, so then how could the Deen by Mivu'ot be that if it's above 20, Al-Matra'ot alleviate it? If it doesn't work like that in the Hechal, which is the source? So the Gemara says, Alama, now we get to the question. Didn't we learn Amar bi il'a Amar Rav? So now we're saying a statement in Rav's name. Rehava Dalit. If let's say the crossbeam, the Korah, is 4 tefahim wide, afapi she'ena biri'ah, even though it's not healthy, meaning even though it's not strong, it's okay. We're going to learn later on in the Gemara that there has to be a certain strength of the crossbeam, enough to hold a half a brick. So the Gemara is telling you, even if it's a weak crossbeam, but if it's 4 tefahim wide, even though it's not healthy, meaning not strong enough to hold half a brick on top of it, it is kasher. This is not pertinent to our Gemara anyway, this deen, but it's quoted in the name of Rav, so the Gemara says it. Here's our point. V'im yesh la amatlara, and if it has on top something that's discernible, afilu gevoha yoter me'aslim amma enu tzarich lema'et. So clearly Rav is the one that taught us that if you have a mavui higher than 20 that has a noticeable crossbeam, you don't have to lower it. How could he say that? He's the same one that learned from the Hechal, and the Hechal had Al-Matra'ot, and still the maximum shiur was 20. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amlatra Matnitahi. Says, this deen of Al-Matra is actually a Braita, which means it's not Rav. You assumed that it was Rav that made the statement of Al-Matra, that what? That if you have a Mavui above 20 with these Al-Matraot on it, you don't have to lower it. It wasn't Rav made that statement. That statement is made by a Braita. So therefore, Rav himself did not contradict himself. He never made that statement. So the Gemara says, hold it. Man ketanila. So who's the author of the Braita? Amar Abaye veha hama bered rabba bar abu ketanila. So we have an author, meaning the Braita is legitimate. The author of the Braita by Mivuot, that says if it's above 20 with Al-Matra'ot, it's okay. That author was Hama Bered Rabba Bar Abu. So the Gemara says, V'teheve Al-Matra Matnita. So it comes out the law of Al-Matra by Mavui is actually a legitimate Braita. V'tikshi l'Rav. So now you have a question from a Braita against Rav. She's originally, the setup of the question was, it's Rav contradicting himself. They said, no, Rav never made the statement by Al-Matra or by Mivuot. The Braita said it. So the Gemara first says, is the Braita legitimate? Yeah, we have an author. Okay, so it's legitimate Braita. So now Rav is contradicting a Braita. So the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Rav. So Rav comes along and answers for himself and says, Dal Ana Mehacha, which means, take me out of the equation, which means, remove me from here, which means make believe I never said anything. Why? Matnaita milo kashan adade. Says, forget about me. There's a contradiction between the braitot themselves. Because if you remember on Daf Bet, we actually bought a braita saying that the source of the hachamim, where they learn, actually Bet Amud Bet, the source of the hachamim, where they learned the din of Mavui, was from the Hechal. So just forget about me. Take me out of the equation. There was a braita on Bet Amud Bet that said clearly the rabbis learned from Hechal. So if the rabbis learned from Hechal, that means what? It's got to be similar to Hechal. That even though there's Al-Matra'ot there, still the maximum is 20. And then you got another braita that says that Mavui that's above 20 with Al-Matra'ot is okay. So therefore the rabbi says, forget about me. How are you going to square off the braitot against each other? So the Gemara says, "Ela mai itlach lememar." So what are you going to have to say? Tanaei. So you're going to have to say, actually it's a machloket tanaim. You're going to have to say that the Tana that learns it from the Hechal is going to say, Al-Matra'ot do not do anything. And therefore the maximum height of a Mavui is 20. And the Braita that says, Al-Matra'ot do help, is going to say, by Mavui it does. And they don't learn it from Hechal. So therefore you have to say it's a machloket tanaim. So he says, Lididina me tanaei. So he says, I'll say the same thing. You're asking a question on me? I'm going with the Tana that says that we learn it from Hechal, and in Hechinameh, I follow the Tana that says, Al-Matra'ot do not help a Mavui, and therefore it's over 20, you're going to have to lower it, even though it has Al-Matra'ot. So Rav says, however you're going to square off the two Braitot, and you're going to have to say it's a Mahalukat Tanaim, I'll subscribe to that Tana that says, Al-Matra'ot, just like they don't help in the Hechal, they don't help by Mivuot. That's one way of answering. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Belo Rav, even without Rav's reconciliation, Matnaita Ahadade Lo Kashan. Which means, we don't have to say it's a Mahlok Tanaim like Rav said. We could square off the two Braitot by saying everybody's agreeing on everything, and we'll say the following. Lerabbanan Korah Ta'amamai. Let's analyze. What's the reason why you need a Korah in the first place? When you have a Mavui, what's the purpose why you need the cross beam going across the top? Mishum Hekera. The whole purpose is to make it noticeable as a Heker. What's the Heker? We learned in the Mishnah. Koite Rashi, the Heker is, so you'll know, this is not a regular Reshut HaRabim. Because the Mavui really is similar to a Reshut HaRabim in the sense that people from the Hatzer on both sides walk into it, so it looks like Reshut HaRabim. So what are we saying over here? The purpose of the Korah is really Heker. So it'll be a discernible difference between a Reshut HaRabim. And therefore, Vehai Diktani Yater Mifahato. And that which we said, if it's the Braita that said, if it's higher, you have to lower it. The reason is why? Because you want a Heker. And therefore, if it's above 20, you have to lower it. However, if you have al-matra, so these items of the al-matra are discernible, so therefore there's a hekir in any event. Dehai diktani yeter mipitoh shel hechal simana be'alma. The Gemara wants to say like this. That which the Braita said we learned from the Hechal, don't take that literally that we learned from the Hechal. The Gemara was just giving a siman to remember the shi'ur of a mavui. Meaning, let's read Rashi. Let's look at Matnita. Actually, let's read Meshum Heker. Rashi dibur matim Meshum Heker. Meshum Heker delehazu inchi. So the people can see the Korah. Velidu de takanta avud. So they'll realize that you made an adjustment in the mavui. Velo liti lehalufe b'reshut rabim. You're not going to come to confuse it with reshut rabim. Umeshum Heker mahanya amlatra. And that's why the amlatra helps. Why? The command the mistakle by inch, because since people look at it, it's like it's catching to the eye. Afid lemala mechaf ama ika hekera. Very good, and that's why you don't have to lower it. Now the high diktani b'matnita kamaita yoter mefachato shelechal lav de gamre mehatam, which means not that we learned the shiur of the gova of a mavui from the hechal elasimana be'almanakat. We just said the Hechal as a mnemonic, as a sign. That what? Shelo ta'liv girsat de'asrim ve'tomar le'ma'la mishloshim u'me'arba'im. Which means the number is 20. That's the shiur of a mavui. But how are you going to remember it's 20? Maybe you'll forget and say 30. Or you'll say 40. So you know what? The way you remember 20, we're going to put a siman, Hechal. But not that it has to be dometer Hechal. The shiur is 20 from somewhere else. But how are you going to remember 20? You remember 20? Ah, you know what? Everybody knows the Hechal is 20. So we'll give you a Siman 20, but not that we're learning the name of Mavui from the Hechal. So therefore, let's review. According to Rav Nachman, there's no machlok between the Braita. The Braita that says that if you have Al-Matram, that what, you don't have to lower it? Obvious, because it's Hekir. The whole reason why you need a Korah is for Hekir. So normally where it's above 20, let's say, and you have a regular Korah above 20, it's not discernible. The Mavui is not going to be fixed by that. You can't carry in it. If you have these Al-Matra, I mean these discernible Korot, no problem even above 20. What are you talking about? But I thought you're learning from Hechal. You're not learning from Hechal. That's just a siman to remember that a normal Mavui, this Yod, is 20. So according to Rav Nachman, there is no Mahloket between the Braitot. And the Gemara continues. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, and according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak, Hani ha ilo svira le hadiraba. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak that wants to say that there's no machloket between the braitot. That's good if they don't learn the reason of Rabba. We're going to see the reason of Rabba in a moment. Ela isvira le hadiraba. De amar Rabba. What did Rabba say? Let's go to Sukkah. Torah says, so the generations will know that I sat you in Sukkot. So Rabbah gives the reason like this. Why is a Sukkah above 20 pasul? The Gemara Sukkah gives different reasons. Rabbah's reasons is as follows. Ad esrim amma, until 20 amma, Adam yodeya shedar besukkah. Until 20 amot, when the schach is within 20 amot, a guy knows still he's sitting in the shade of a sukkah. Lemale mesimama en adam yodaya. Already you don't even, it's too high up. You don't even realize that you're sitting in the sukkah. Why? Mishum de la shel taba'ina. Because the eyes don't really follow up all the way to the top. It's too high. So when it says leman yid'u doratechem, it teaches you when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to know you're sitting in the sukkah. So above 20, you don't know it anymore. The skak is too high. Exactly. Now, Alma, implying, Gabesukaname behekera pelige. Which means we have the same machloket of Tanakaman Rabbi Yehuda by Masechet Sukkah. What does it say by Sukkah? If it's above 20 Amor, Tanakama says the Sukkah is Pasul. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? lower it. Yimayit. Okay? Which, oh, not Yimayit. I'm sorry. I take it back. Tanakama says it's Pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says Kasher even 40. Above 20. Even if it's higher. That's the Mahluk. The same Mahluk we have by Mavui. A Mavui that's above 20. Tanakama says no good. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says Kasher. You don't have to even lower it. So the Gemara says, Efluge betarte lamali. Why then do the rabbis and the Biuda have to argue in both cases? Meaning, why you need a mahloket by mavui and why do you need a mahloket by sukkah? If the logic is the same logic, basically the logic is what? Hikir. You're telling me the logic why the mavui, why if it's above 20 is no good because it's not recognizable. The reason why the sukkah above 20 is no good because it's not recognizable, you're sitting in schach. So why do you have to, and why, the Biuda says it's kosher in both cases, so why do you have to repeat this mahloket twice? Which means, tell it to me by mavui, and I'll deduce it myself to sukkah, or tell it to me by sukkah, and I'll deduce it myself to eruv, which means I don't need both cases. So comes the Gemara and says, Tzericha. Yeah, you need both. Why do you need both? Diyashmin and Gabe Sukkah. Because if you only told me the machloket by Sukkah, I would say like this. Beha kama Rabbi Yehuda. I would say by Sukkah Rabbi Yehuda was lenient above 20. Kevan dilishiva avida. Since bottom line you're sitting in a Sukkah. So shalta be'ina. So when you're sitting, your eyes do go up. And you'll notice that the schach is there. Aval mavui de lehiluch avid. But what happens in the mavui? Nobody sits in the mavui. Mavui is people are walking in and out. Ema modeh lehu rabbanan. I might say they agree to rabbanan because when people are walking, they don't walk with their heads up. And therefore, I might think that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that a mavui that's above 20 would be pasul. So that's why it had to tell me by sukkah and mavui. Now viyashmin and beha. Now, if you told it to me just by mavui, so I would say beha kamri rabbanan. I would say in this case the rabbis say it's pasul because hiluch, people walking they don't look up. Aval beha, but by sukkah ema modul Rabbi Yehuda, because they sit tzirichas. So that's why you need both cases. So therefore, there is a chidush in sukkah and mavui that the mishnayot here in sukkah had to list both of them. So let's review the question again. The Gemara said, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he's the one that told us that the reason of a korah of a mavui is what? Mishum hekir. That's why over 20, it's no good because you don't have a hekir. So the Gemara says, that makes sense if you tell me that his reasoning by sukkah above 20 is pasul, if you tell me it's for a different reason. So that's why I need the din of mavui to tell me it's pasul, because that's hekir, it's not no hekir, and sukkah, a different reason. But if you tell me that sukkah, it's the same reason why above 20 is pasul because of it, you need hekir, so why would you need Hakamim and Rabbi Yehuda arguing in two cases that the basic logic is the same? And then the Gemara said, no, if you just told me this case, I would not be able to learn the other case because sukkah, you're sitting in the sukkah, so if I might have thought that in that case Rabbi Yehuda is lenient because you're sitting, your eyes go up, but walking in the mavui where your eyes don't go up, I would say he holds pasul. Kamash Bala, know that even in the mavui, and the opposite reason is according to Shitat Hakamim. Comes the Gemara and asks the question that we should have had earlier. The Gemara now says, "My amlatra." What is this amlatra now? Now we discussed it. We have a discernible type of korah. What is it exactly? So the Gemara is going to give two versions. Chama bered rabba bar Abu Amar kine. Kine literally means a bird's nest. If you look at your picture books, we have a picture of this in number 10. You see the cross beam, it's above 20 amot, and there's like little bird nest images coming out of the side of the beam. That's called kebeme. It's not your run-of-the-mill korah. It's a special korah that has these little bird nest figurines coming out of it. So that's why it's so special. So even above 20, it'll be okay. Ki atar avdimi amar amli b'ma'araba. Paske, in the West, in Israel, they ruled De'arza. De'arza, Rashi says. Read it inside. Paske, De'arza. That's read together. They explained it to mean as paske de arza. What is that, Ashi? Klosnot shel eres. Long beams of eres, which would be cedar, aruchin, that's long, tehobin bekotel, that are thrusted into the wall. The ID did not feature because they're so long. Mashche orech tidu. Now their width is very long, or their length is very long. Hazlu inche. People see it. Vikai kera. So although we don't have a picture of this, but it seems that you have a very long cedar pole going across. Since they're very long, you have a picture in that. Since they're very long going across, so people catches the eye. Okay, so the first opinion learns it's just a regular beam with these things on it, the kineh, and the second opinion says it's very long cedar pieces pole. Of cedar poles. Man damad paske de arza, the opinion that says that the long cedar poles is considered a heker, kol sheken kineh, all the more so kineh. Oh, man damad kineh, but the opinion that says kineh, ava paske de arza, lo. Okay. Uman de amat pesked arze ma'itama mishum de nefish mashka. So the Gemara gives the reason. What's the reason why by Ramavui that's above 20? When you have these long poles, it's ekid because the poles are long. So the Gemara says vehasukad de nefish mashke vekamar rabanan delo. I mean, if you have a sukkah above 20, now the skach goes across the whole entire length of the sukkah, and still you tell me that a sukkah above 20 is pasul. When according to the opinion that says pasked arza, that the whole thing is, if they're long, they're recognizable, so that should kosher up a sukkah as well that's above 20. So the Gemara says no. Ela kevan de kahashiv itle kala. The Gemara answers no. Since they're hashuv, these long cedar beams, there's a kol. What does a kol mean? There's a there's voice. People talk about it, and therefore if people talk about it, so what? Let's see Rashi. Well, Rashi doesn't say, but the explanation, the way I understand it, is as follows. What happens when there's going to be these special long cedars there, right? So people are going to talk, oh, did you see these cedars? What's going to end up happening? They're going to look up and they're going to see the crossbeam, which means these are not serving as the crossbeam. These are just long cedars that are going across the Mavui. So what do you want them to really know? You want them to look at the crossbeam, at the Korah. How are you going to get their attention to look at the Korah? So when they see these crossbeams going across, they say, wow, this is strange. Look at these beams over there. When they look up, what are they going to see? They're going to see the Korah. Once they see the Korah, so you alleviated it. Now, when it comes to Sukkah, bottom line, the Skach is still above 20. Which means the fact that they're going to see long poles, it's not, which means we want them to see the long poles and then to see the crossbeam.
Well, the guy in it.
The guy, which means the guy himself will see it somehow. The Gemara continues. Miksat korah betoch esrim u'miksat korah lemala me'esrim. Now we discuss a new situation. Let's say you have part of the crossbeam is within 20 amot, and part of the crossbeam is above. Okay, so or miksat skach betoch esrim. You have some of the skach is within 20 amot of the sukkah, or miksat skach lemala meesrim, and you have part of the skach is above, like taking it's on a slant. So part of it is up, and part of it is down. Amar Rabba b'mavui kasher b'sukkah pasul. So Rabba makes a difference. He says in the mavui it's kosher, in the sukkah it's pasul. So the Gemara says my shena b'mavui de kasher. What's the logic? Why are you telling me that if part of it is above 20, it's kasher in the mavui? De amrinan kalush, because we say the sevarav kalush. What is kalush? Rashi roim kiilu nital oto ha'ovi ha'yotze lemala, which means we imagine that little thickness that's above 20. Imagine it's shaved off. Imagine literally kalush is weakened, and therefore it's not there. And therefore, just imagine the lower part is leveled across, and we disregard the top part. So the Gemara says sukana me lema kalush. So say the same sivana by sukkah. The schach that's above 20, level it off and make believe that it's not there. So the Gemara says I kalashat. You can't say that by sukkah, because if you take away that part of the schach, have yaleh hamata mirubah mitzilta, because now you make the sukkah it's possible to make the sukkah more sun than shade. You know, by sukkah, you got another issue there. You have to have more shade than sun. So you can't say that, Sevara. So the Gemara says, Hachanameh. Well, here also, Ikalchat, Havile Korah, Hanitele Beruah. Well, if you can imagine that the part is above is not there, so now this beam becomes very flimsy. And we know the deen is that a flimsy Korah that can be blow away in the wind is not considered a legitimate Korah. So the Gemara says, no, Ela al Korah. So you have to say the reason why Mavuyitz Kasher Na'asu Kishipudim Shel Matechet. Meaning, we imagine the top part, let's say, is not there, but the bottom part, you're going to consider it as if it is metal. Meaning, you consider the part that's within 20 is considered like iron metal spits, meaning that it is strong. So the Gemara says, Hachenameh, so here too, Al-Korhach na'asit silta miruba mehamata, which means true. So why don't you say like this? Say that by the schach also, even though let's say the part above 20, it's not schach pasul. It's chach kasher. So therefore you're right. It's only got a problem because of the height. But what? Consider for the tzilta merubah mehamata you have. And just consider the skach that's lower is the skach that you'll work with. And it's attached, meaning it's considered, let's say, one unit. And therefore, it's all there. And tzilta merubah mehamata you have. Just like you're going to say by the mavui. What are you going to say? You can say that since the bottom is good, so you consider it one unit, therefore it is strong, even though part of it is above. So the same thing by the schach. Even though part of it is above is 20, but say it's considered one unit, and therefore you have sultan minubah mahamata. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba mefarzeka, sukkah deliyahidi lo mitkar. Here's the sevara. A sukkah that's made for a private individual, he's not going to remember. What do you mean he's not going to remember? Rashi, lo mitkar, four lines on the bottom. V'zimnin demishtakil miksat ovi yaskach ha-nechnas letoch chaf. Sometimes what can happen, the skach that's within 20 might rise up and be above 20, and since the guy's an individual, he's not going to notice it. He's only one guy. And therefore the rabbi said, once you have part of the schach above 20, there's a chance that the whole schach can go above 20. And since it's talking about a single guy, he's not going to notice it. Therefore, sukkah is pesula. Mavui de l'rabim mitkirei hadadeh. But a mavui, there's people in the mavui. So if something happens that the whole Korah is going to go above 20, somebody's going to recognize it. Somebody's going to realize it. It's not an individual sukkah. You're talking about a mavui where there's, you know, tens of people that are walking through. So therefore, the real issue over here is we're worried that the whole thing might go above 20. In a sukkah, since you're dealing with an individual, it's quite possible he might not recognize it, and you have a problem. In a mavui, if there's a problem and it goes above 20, somebody's going to recognize it. So the Gemara says, I mean, that she says, she'im tirkav tachtona shel korah, which is, let's say, the bottom of the korah, of the wood, it's marki, meaning it becomes decomposed or deteriorated. So now you lose that thickness, and the rest of the korah is really above 20. Somebody will recognize it. So now the Gemara says, Ravina Amar. Ravina says the exact opposite. Sukkah deoraita ahmiru barabara. So he says sukkah is deoraita, right? The law of sukkah above 20. It's a psul deoraita. So then when it comes to deoraita laws, we're always stringent. So therefore, if part of the skak is above 20, deoraita lechumra. Mavui de rabbanan, lo ahmiru be rabbanan. The mavui is only from the rabbis. So they're lenient. So basically we have two answers. Why sukkah pasul and mavui kasher? The first answer is why? Because mavui is a lot of people. So if there's a problem, people will recognize it. And anyway, mavui is only the rabbanan, so we can be lenient. Sukkah is only one guy, so if there's a problem, he's not going to recognize it. And sukkah is deoraita. Ravada bar matna matni lahaishmata de rabba ipcha. This is the opposite. Rabba bar Ada learned the deen of Rabba the opposite. Amar Rabba bimavui pasul besukkah keshira. He learned the exact opposite. That a mavui that has partial korah above 20, it is pasul. Whereas by a sukkah that you have partial schach above 20, it is kasher. What's the logic? So the Gemara says, "Maishena sukkah de kashera." What's your rationale by sukkah that means kashera? Damiran kalush. Because you're going to tell me what you picture that the schach that's above the 20 is not there. So b'mavui namel hema kalush. So why don't you say the same thing by Mavui. So the Gemara says, Ikalishat, because if you're going to say that by Mavui, that the top of the Mavui is not there, the top of the Korah is not there, that's above 20, Havi the Korah Nitelet Beruah. Well, then it's considered a flimsy mavui that can be blown away in the wind. So the Gemara says, well, hachenameh, so too by sukkah, ikalishat, if you're going to say that the tzchak that's above 20 is not there, havi lehavata merubah mesiltah, like we said. It's going to be more sun then. Shade. Ela al korhach na'asit siltah merubah mahamata. So just like by sukkah, you consider it one unit. Even though it's above 20, we're going to consider it doesn't affect the shade factor. And therefore, hachenameh al korhach na'asukah shepudin shematechan. And therefore, even though part of the korah is above 20, we're going to consider it like a sturdy iron korah. So the question then is, why then by mavui it is pasul and by sukkah it's keshira? So amarava mefarzeka sukkah deliyahidi. Right, sukkah, which is to an individual, rameh anafshe umitkar. The guy's responsible, and he knows that he can't rely on anybody because he's the only guy. So he's responsible to make sure that it's kasher. However, mavui dilirabimi, but mavui, there's a lot of people. And what's going to happen? Samche ahadade velo mitkire. Everybody's going to rely on everybody else. Which means everybody in the mavui says, not my problem, the other guy will take care of it. And therefore, it's like a statement that the Gemara says, de amre inche. There's a statement that the people say, when you have a pot of partners, of you know, two cooks making the pot, what happens? Lo hamima velo kerira. It's not hot, it's not cold, because each guy says, oh, the other guy's doing it, the other guy's doing it. Ravina amar, Ravina says the other sevara. Sukkah deoraita lo ba'ei hizuk. When it comes to sukkah, sukkah is deoraita. So therefore, people already are scared to transgress on deoraita. So they're going to be extra careful. So you don't have to strengthen a deoraita. However, mavui drabanan by hizuk. Mavui, which is midrabanan, so therefore you have to put extra fences because the people are usually lax when it comes to the rabanan. So you have two ways of looking at a mavui that has a korah above 20 and a sukkah that has chak. One way is to say that sukkah is more stringent, and the other way is to say sukkah is more lenient, as we saw the different sevara in the Gemara. That Gemara conclusion just says, may have ya'ala, what is the halakha? Rabba bar Rav Ula Amar Ze Vaze Pasul. He comes along and says, they're both Pasul. Rabba Amar Ze Vaze Kasher. So now it comes out, we have four opinions. And the Gemara is a machloket in the halakha, is both Pasul or both Kasher. The logic of Rabba, which is indeed the halakha, by the way, that says, Rabba with the Aleph says, Ze Vaze Kasher. What's the rationale? So he says like this, halal sukkah tnan, halal mavui tnan. Meaning when we said a sukkah, mavui above 20, we weren't talking about that the korah is above 20. The korah can be above 20. We were talking about the airspace underneath the korah to the ground. So therefore, once we're talking about the halal, I don't care if part of the korah is above 20. So long as from under the korah to the floor, there's 20, that's the airspace. So as long as it's 20, it's going to be, no, it's kasher. Which means even though the korah is above 20, we're measuring from the bottom of the korah to the floor. That's the airspace. So you have 20. So therefore, if the korah is partly above 20, so what? So long as the halal is 20, you're okay. Same thing with sukkah. Even though part of the schach is above 20, I'm not counting from the schach. I'm counting from under the schach in the airspace to the ground. You have 20? It's kasher. More than 20, no. So therefore, that's why Rava says, zeva ze kasher. Because since we're measuring from the airspace and not from the schach and the korah, there is no problem. The Gemara continues. Amar le rapapa le rava, rapapa tells rava, tanya de misayalach. I'm going to bring you a braita that's going to support what you said. What did rava just teach us? That when it says that the mavui of 20, above 20 is pasul, but from 20 and down is kasher, and for that matter the same din by a sukkah of 20 amot high, it's talking about the halal, it's talking about the space from underneath the schach to the floor, the airspace. Or for that matter, the airspace underneath the korah to the floor. That's called halal. And that's why Rava said that if you have a sukkah that part of the schach is above 20, it's still kasher. Because as long as from under the schach to the ground there's the airspace of 20, it is okay. And the same thing would be by a mavui. If part of the korah is above 20, it is fine. So long as under the korah to the ground there's a halal of 20. So now the papa is going to bring a Braita to support this opinion. And the Braita says, Mavui shehu gavoa me'asim amma. If you have a Mavui that is higher than 20 amot, yoter mipetcho shel hechal, higher than the petah of the hechal, which is in the Beit HaMikdash, which was 20 amot, yema'et. So the deen is what? You have to lower it. Vehechal gufo, and the hechal itself, halalo esrim. The halal of the Echal was 20. And that's the whole source that we're learning Mavui from. And therefore, obviously, it must be following the same guideline. And since the Echal was halal, Eshim, so through Mavui, it's referring to the halal. Eti be Rav Shimi bar Rav Asher Rav Papa. So, Rav Shimi bar Rav asks the question to Rav Papa. Kesad haya oseh, which means if you have a Mavui, and you want to kosher it, how do you kosher it? It says, maniyah korah, you take a crossbeam, misfat esrim ulmata, and you place it, the crossbeam, the korah, lower than 20. Now the question is, why would you have to place it lower than 20? If it's going with halal, you can even place it higher than 20, so long as under the korah to the ground, you have 20. So why does it say, maniyah korah misfat esrim ulmata? So the Gemara says, ema ulma'la. Okay, so you can say, ulma'la, which means it could even be above the 20 point, so long as underneath it you have 20. So the Gemara says, "V'ha lemata ketani." What do you mean? But the Braita says, "Lemata." How can you change it to lemala? So the Gemara says, "Hakamash ma'lan." It's coming to teach us dilmata kilma'la, that there's a connection between low lemata and lemala. Meaning what? Ma lemala halala esrim, af lemata halala asara. Which means we have two dinim. We have the height, the maximum height of a mavui, which is 20 amot, and we have the minimum height of a mavui, which is asarat tefahim, which means you need the minimum size of the walls to be 10 tefahim. So the hidush is like this, just like when it comes to the height, you can have the mavui that's above the 20 mark, so long as underneath it you have 20 in the halal, so too milmata, which means so too on the minimum height, so long as the, not so long, but it has to be that the korah is a little above 10, in order that underneath it you'll have asara tefahim, which means it's also halal of asara, just like it's halal of esrim. Let's read that in Nashi together. Gemara says Nashi is on the third line. Hakamash ma'lan. The shi'ur shenatnu hachamim lemata me'asara tefahim. That shi'ur that the hachamim said of a mavui that's not good if it's less than 10 tefahim, a halal kai. It's also referring to not the size of the walls themselves, but underneath the korah, meaning the airspace. Kishi'ur shamru bechaf lema'la. I mean, just like they said by the shi'ur lema'la of 20, that the shi'ur is halal, so to the shi'ur lemata is also referring to halal. Behachi ka'amar matnita. This is what the Braita meant. Maniyah et ha-korah misfat chaf ulma'la. That when it comes to 20 amot, you're able to place the korah from the point of 20 and higher, as long as at the point of 20. Vechen lemata, and so to lemata. Imba la'asoto namoch. If you're making the small mavui, maniha misfat asara tefachim ulma'la. Again, you have to place it at the 10 tefachim point and higher, in order, because otherwise that's the 10, it's not going to be in my voice. So the deen is melemala and lemata. You always have to put it lemala. You always have to put it above that point. So it has to be above the 20 point. It'll be kasher still. But when it comes to asarat tefahim, it has to be minimally at the 10 tefahim point. So you have halal of asara underneath. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Abaye Mishemed Rav Nachman. Amat sukkah ve'amat mavui Be'ama bat hamisha. Amat kil'ayim be'ama bat shisha. Rav Nachman comes and tells us there are different sizes of the shi'ur of an amma. Sometimes the shi'ur of an amma is 5 tefahim, and sometimes it is 6 tefahim. One is called amma gedola, and one would be called amma ketana. Depends on which measurement you're taking. So Rav Nachman comes along and tells us, you should know, whenever we mention the laws of amma, that measurement, by sukkah, and whenever we mention the word amma, its measurement, by mavui, it's referring to the amma of 5 tefahim. And as she tells us, the chidush of Rav Nachman is that by using the shiur of 5 tefahim, which is the smaller amma, it is going to be a stringency. It's going to be a humrah by sukkah, as well as a humrah by mavui, and that's his whole chidush. Because otherwise, what's Rav Nachman coming to teach us? It was the Braita just says, by sukkah and mavui, amot. It doesn't tell us what type of amma. So he's going out of his way to tell us it's lechumrah. How, when it comes to the law of kil'ayim, which we'll learn what that is in a moment, but basically it's, you're not allowed to plant two different seeds together. For example, a wheat next to a grape. Okay, and there's certain laws how close they could be to each other. So regarding the law of kil'ayim, the deen is we take the 6 tefahim amma. Okay, so it's 5 tefahim by sukkah and mavui, 6 tefahim by kil'ayim, and all the deen was said lechumrah. So the Gemara says, amat mavui be'amat bat hamisha lemay hilcheta. So the Gemara says, when you're telling me that the amma of a mavui is a amma of 5 tefahim, lemay hilcheta, for which halakhot are we talking about? So the Gemara says, well, number one, legovho, for the height. Which means we said that the maximum height of a mavui is 20 amot. So by taking the 5 tefahim shi'ur, it's a stringency. Because 20 amot will end lower than if you took the 6 tefahim. So therefore we're telling you a lower 20 amot is pasul already for a mavui. So that's a chumrah, that's for gova. Number two, ul pirtsat mavui. Pritzat mavui is for the width of the mavui. We learned in our Mishnah that a mavui that is more than 10 amot wide cannot be adjusted. Now, by taking the smaller amma, so that is a smaller width already of psul. If we would have taken the 6 tefahim amma, so it would be able to be even a little wider. So you see, that's also considered a stringency. That's called pirtsat mavui, the width of the opening of the mavui. So the Gemara asks, Vehaika meshech mavui be'arba amot dilkula. There's another din of mavui that has a din of amot. And what is that? Meshech mavui. The depth of the mavui has to be minimally 4 amot deep. Now, by taking the small shi'ur, you're saying that even 4 amot of 5 tefahim each, which means 20 tefahim already, you already have the minimum depth of a mavui. Now, that's a leniency. Because if you said the amma 6 tefahim, it would have to be 24 tefahim minimal to be kasher. So the Gemara says, what do you mean by Rav Nachman making his statement that the amot by mavui is 5 tefahim? There is a case where it's going to be a leniency. So the Gemara says, keman de amar b'arba tefahim. Answer number one, Rav Nachman doesn't hold you need a 4 amot minimum depth of a mavui. He holds you just need minimum 4 tefahim, which is not even an amma. So therefore, when he's made his deen of amma, it had nothing to do with the deen of the meshech of the mavui. Answer number two, v'ibayit ema be'arba amot, really holds the deen is 4 amot. V'rov amot ka'amar. And when he made his statement that he said, the amot of mavui are 5 tefahim, he didn't mean all the cases. He meant the majority of the cases of mavui are 5. But there's going to be a case that's 6. Meaning 2 out of the 3 are 5. The gova and the pirtza are 5 tefahim. And meshech mavui will be 6. And therefore everything works out for chumrah. And therefore it's rov amot, which is the majority of the dinim. Comes again, but I continues, Amat Sukkah, be'ama bat hamisha. You told us, Rav Nachman, that when regarding the amot of a sukkah, it's what? Bat hamisha lemay hilcheta. Now, what's the halakha that comes out of this? So the Gemara says, number one, legovha, for the height. Same deen. We said a sukkah that's above 20 amot is pesula. Now, by saying that the amma is a 5 tefah amma, so therefore it's going to be shorter 20 amma that it's going to be pasul. If you said it was a 6 tefahim, it can be higher and still be kasher. So therefore by saying the 5 tefahim amma, let's calculate it, 20 amot, 5 tefahim, so 100 tefahim already sukkah is going to be pasul, whereas you took the 6 tefahim amma, already at 120 tefahim you're able to go up until. So therefore that's a chumrah. Second chumrah would be uldofen akuma. Now for dofen akuma, we have a picture in our books, that's picture number 11. So let's look at it together and we'll explain exactly how it works. Here you see you have a picture of a sukkah. The problem with the sukkah is that you have skach at the edge, right, from the wall to, let's say, half the sukkah, and then instead of skach to the other wall, you have just skach pasul. You have just the planks that are not kasher for skach. So the question is such a sukkah kasher or not? So you have a special din, a halakha l'Moshe Mitzinai, that's called dofen akuma, which literally means the wall that curves or the wall that bends. And the deen is like this. So long as you measure from the end of the schach to the wall, to the opposite wall, if there's less than 4 amot distance from the schach to the wall, so then we say that it is considered all wall. We consider as if the wall on the side goes up and curves over, and therefore the schach is considered up against the wall, and therefore you have schach kasher against the wall. However, if it's more than 4 amot, so now already that schach is not connected to that wall. That wall is not part of that sukkah, and therefore the sukkah is going to be pesula. So the din of dofen akuma applies to only 4 amot. Now, by making the small version of amot, meaning by saying that the amma is 5 tefahim, we're telling you that what? That 4 amot, so 20 tefahim, that's the shi'ur that it has to be within the, but to the wall. Now if you said 6 tefahim, you would have 24 tefahim, and you would still be able to say dofen akuma. Here we're saying dofen akuma is going to end, we're not going to let you say it past 20 tefahim. So therefore we see for dofen akuma it's going to be a chumrah. So the Gemara says, "Ve'aika meshich sukkah be'arba amot delkula." So what do you mean? There's another din of the area of a sukkah. The minimum area of the inside of a sukkah is 4 amot. Now, by saying 5 tefachim for an amma, that's going to be a kula, because you're telling me 4 amot, meaning the area of the sukkah only has to be 20 tefachim. Once it's 20 tefahim, it's kasher. If you said it was 6 tefahim, the minimum area has to be 24 tefahim to be kasher. So for meshech sukkah, comes out 5 tefahim, amma is a leniency. So the Gemara says, how do we know this? Netanya, Rabbi Omer. Omer, and Rabbi says, I say, kol sukkah she'en ba dalet amot al dalet amot pesula. Clearly we have a shita of Rabbi that says what? That a sukkah to be kasher has to have the minimum area inside of Dalit amot, 4 amot by 4 amot. So the Gemara says, no problem. You know who Rav Nachman holds like? Kerabbanan. De amre afilu ena mahazeket ela rosho rubo v'shulchano. Hakamim hold that the area of the sukkah only has to be 7 tefahim by 7 tefahim. A minimum size. The amount to fit the person's head and his majority of his body and his table. So therefore, it will say that Rav Nachman holds like the Shitab de Rabbanan, where you don't even need an Amma at all, as long as you have 7, which there was no deen of Amma ever said by the area of Zukkah. It was just said Rosho, Rabo, V'Shulchano. He only said his deen by whenever it says Amot. But by the area of Zukkah, it doesn't say Amot. It says Rosho, Rabo, V'Shulchano. So therefore, it doesn't apply to such a case. Or we could say, Iba et Ema, Le'olam Rabihi. Really, we can say that Rav Nachman subscribes to the opinion of the B that says what? The minimum of a sukkah is 4 amot. And what? Verov amot ka'amar. And when Rav Nachman said that the dinim of amot of a sukkah are 5 to 5, he didn't mean all the dinim of amot, he meant rov. meaning the gabe gova and the gabe dofer akuma, it's five. The gabe the din of meshech sukkah, it'll be six, in order that all the din come out lechumra. The Gemara continues, amat kilayim be'ama bat shisha lema hilcheta. You're telling me that the law of kilayim, of mixed breeding or planting together two seeds in a field, the deen is, when it comes to the amot, it's referring to six tefachim. For what halakha does this have practicality? So the Gemara says for two things. Lekarachat hakerem v'lemechol hakerem. Karachat hakerem literally means to a bald spot that is in the vineyard. Ulmechol hakerem literally means the perimeter of the vineyard. And the Gemara is going to explain both. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Karachat hakerem, regarding to a bald spot in the kerem, Bet Shammai omrim 24 amot. Bet Shammai says 24 amot. Ubet Hillel omrim 16 amot. And Bet Hillel says you need 16 amot. Umachol hakerem, regarding the perimeter of a kerem, Bet Shammai omrim 16 amot. Bet Shammai says you need 16 amot. Ubet Hillel omrim 12 amot. And Bet Hillel says you need 12 amot. Now the Gemara is going to explain to us, now that we got the numbers, now we're going to get explained to us what exactly are we talking about. So the Gemara says, Ezoi karachat hakerem. What is this case of karachat hakerem? So the Gemara says, kerem sheharev imsaito. You have a vineyard, and now we can show you picture number 12 in our picture books, where you see a kerem. The kerem over here is the green bushes over on both sides. Okay, so you have two sides of a kerem, and in the middle you have a bald spot. This area, the brown spot of the picture, is the bald spot. That's called the karachat hakerem. Now the she'ela is, can you plant in that bald spot, for example, wheat, another seed? So the question is, well, it depends, is it considered part of the kerem or not? How much distance or space do you need? So we're going to learn Beit Hillel, because that's the way the picture is configured. And Beit Hillel's opinion is like this. First and foremost, you need four amot on both sides of the kerem, as you see. Now, what do those four amot do? Those four amot are work area, meaning a kerem needs to be tended to, meaning it needs to be plowed at certain times of the year, and you also need to pick the grapes. Now, what would they do? They would take a wagon with two oxen, and they would go around the perimeter of the in the four amot surrounding the kerem, and they would work it. So those four amot belong to the kerem. So you certainly cannot plant in the four amot. After those four amot, you need an additional eight amot of bald area, meaning unplanted area. Now, so altogether you're going to have four amot on one side of the kerem for work, eight amot of empty space, plus four amot of work area for the other side of the kerem, which brings you to a total of 16 amot. And that's what Beit Hillel says. Now, what's the rationale why you need eight amot over here? Because Beit Hillel holds a substantial field is minimally four amot. And therefore, by having an eight amma open patch here, even if you would split it, for example, and say four amot go to the left side and four amot go to the right side, but they are considered separate from the kerem. Because since four amot is a substantial shi'ud, so let's review. You have kerem, you have four amot of workspace, and let's say four amot now of a substantial spot. You can plant anything you want there. It's not considered an addendum or an auxiliary to the kerem. But if let's say this middle patch here was only seven amot, now on one side, let's say if you split it, you'd have three amot. So you'd have the kerem, four amot, and then another three amot. Three amot is not substantial. Three amot would be considered an auxiliary to the kerem, and therefore you cannot plant another seed. So the minimum shi'ud would be kerem, four amot, eight amot, four amot, kerem. That's the configuration of Bet Hillel. And Bet Shammai comes along and says, yes, I agree, you need four amot on both sides for workspace, but you need 16 amot in the middle. Because he holds that the minimum shi'ur of importance is eight. So therefore, if you have eight amot on this side, eight amot on that side, it's considered substantial. Now let's read that inside. And we start from the second wide line. Is we karachat hakerem? What is considered the bald spot in the kerem? Kerem shehaya, the kerem that the middle of it became balded. En sham 16 amot. If you don't have 16 amot, lo yavi zera lesham. Do not bring another seed and plant it there. Hayu sham 16 amot. But if there was 16 amot over there, note lo kede avodato. Give it 4 amot on each side, workspace. Vezoreya tamutar, and then you can plant the rest. Now, when it came to that, what measurement are we using? We're using the stringent measure of 60 fahim. Because instead of telling you 16 amot with the small 5 tefahim, which would be a leniency, we're telling you you need more space. And therefore you need 16 amot of the 6 tefahim, which is a larger space, before we're going to allow you to plant another seed. So that takes care of kalahat akerim. Now the Gemara says, ve'ezehu mehol akerim. What's the deed of the parameter of the kerim? So it says, ben kerim legadir. That's between the vineyard and the wall. And that's actually picture number 13. You see again, the green is the kerim. And over here, you don't have two sides of the kerim. The other side of the kerim is actually the brick wall. Well, it's the wall, the fence. Okay, so the shayla is you want to plant now another seed at the perimeter of the kerim between the wall and the kerim itself. So let's take Bet Hillel's opinion, as the picture is configured according to Bet Hillel. So of course you need 4 amot workspace for the kerim. That's, you have to leave the 4 amot automatically. And then you're only going to need 4 amot of empty space, as opposed to the other case of Karahat, you needed 8 amot because you were surrounded on two sides of the kerim. Here you're only surrounded, you're only on one side, the other side is wall. So you need just 4 amot to be considered a significant area, and then you need 4 amot blank area. That blank area is not plowed because nobody plows 4 amot by the wall, because then you're taking away the support from the wall. The wall might collapse. Mm-hmm. So for the stability of the wall, you keep 4 amot also. So therefore altogether you need 4 amot of work, 4 amot of a blank area, and then you need 4 amot of just, again, open area for the stability of the wall. So that would tell you you need 16 amot. Let's read that inside. I'm sorry, 4, 8, 12 amot. That's what Bet Shammai says. Bet Shammai says that you're going to need 8. Because he holds that the minimum substantial amount of a field is 8 amot. So you have 4, 8, 4. And now we're taking it to 16. And that's what the Gemara is going to say now. The Gemara says again, and we read one, the 1, 2, 3, 4 lines after they get wide. The ezuhi mahol akerim, what is considered the perimeter of a kerim? Ben kerim legader, where you're talking about where the kerim is up against the wall. In between that spot. In sham shtem el steh amma, if you don't have 12 amot, lo yavi zir al sham. Hayu sham shtem asle ama. If you did have 12 amot, noten lo kede avodato. Leave 4 amot for workspace. Vezoreya et ashar, and then you can plant the rest. The Gemara continues. Ve'aika ritzufim be'arba amot dilkula. We have the case by kilayim in a kerem. The case that's called ritzufim. The law of Ritzufim Barba Amot, that by taking the 6 tefachim measurement, it will be a leniency. Now what is this case of Ritzufim? So Rashi tells us at 5 lines from the bottom, Va'ika Ritzufim, Gefanim Ritzufim. Gefanim, that means rows of vines. Shesemucha Shura Lishura. And they're next to each other. They're rows of vines that are next to each other. Yoter mimash shenatnu chachamim shiur. Sheim en ben shura leshura dalet amot eno kerem. The rule is that if the rows are not 4 amot away from each other, that patch does not have a din of a kerem. We're not talking about now a big field. We're talking about individual rows. So as long as the rows are very close to each other, it does not have a din of a kerem, and therefore you could plant next to it. You don't have to follow the stringencies that we said in the other Mishnayot, that you have to go 16 amot away, or however much away. If they're 2 rows, let's say, or 3 rows, 4 rows, but they're very close to each other, there's no 4 amot between each one. So the din is, Rashi says, ve'en lo kol sorko lehiluch agala. Right? There's no room even to bring the agala in between the vines because there's no space, they're very close to each other. So it says, umutar lizroa bikulan. So it's permissible to plant around it, which means you don't have any issues over here of kelayim. The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon at least. Ubahanach amot, and regarding the amot, meaning the distance between the rows of the kerim, atyam miltadir of nahma lekula, which is now it comes out lekula by saying that the amot are six tefachim. So we're saying that what? That's you have now more space to be considered still close to each other. Meaning, four amot according to Rav Nachman would be 24 tefachim. Because they're telling you, so long as it's within 24 tefachim, it's not considered a kerim, and therefore you can plant around it. However, by saying five tefachim, that would be a chumrah. Because five tefachim is saying that once it's already 20 tefachim, right, that's a shoot of four amot, now where it's considered a kerim, and therefore you have all the laws where you can't plant around it. So the Gemara is saying, when it comes to the law of ritzufin, the law of six tefachim indeed comes out a leniency instead of a stringency. Because we'll tell you the four amot is now, you have, even if it's more space, it's still considered not a kerim. Even at 24 tefachim, it's still considered not a kerim because it's very close to each other. As if you, as opposed if you said five tefachim, so already at 20 tefachim already would be considered enough space, and it would be considered a kerim. So we're giving you more space to say it's not a kerim, and therefore you can plant around it. So let's read that inside the Gemara. Vayikar etzufim barba amot dilkula ditna. Now we're going to read in the Mishnah. Kerim hanatua al pachot marba amot. If you have a vine, meaning rows of the vine that are planted next to each other within four amot of each other, Rabbi Shimon omed eno kerim. Rabbi Shimon says it does not have the status of a kerim, and therefore all you have to do is move 60 fahim away and you can start planting anything you want. You don't have the stringencies of having to go four amot away and then another patch, etc. It's not a status of a kerim. So the Hakamim omrim kerim. Hakamim kalam will say no. Even such a patch that's not four amot away, we still give it a deed of a kerim. How? We look at the middle ones as if they're not there. For example, let's say you have, for practical purposes, five rows of vines. Okay? Each row is, let's say, two amot next to each other. Okay? So, row one and row two should not be considered a kerim yet because it's very close to each other. But row one to three is four amot. So, Hakamim say, we look at row two as if it's not there. So, therefore, one and three, and then you have three and five, look at row four as if it is not there. So therefore the Hachamim come along and say, even though the adjacent ones are not four amot, but you look at that one as if it's invisible, it's gone, and therefore you still have the shoot of four amot, and therefore it's still considered a kerim. So comes the Gemara and says, fine, once already we see that there's an opinion according to the rabbis that say that even in such a close proximity, you can still consider it a kerim. The Gemara says, "Kirabanan de amri havi kerim." We could say that Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman follows the opinion of the Hakamim, which means since the Hakamim they never said a deen of amot. Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman, his deen was what? Anytime it's mentioned amot in the laws of kerim, the amma is six tefachim. The amma is six tefachim by kerim. Over here, if you hold like the rabbis, yes, the rabbis just said, in such a case where they're close in proximity, we look at the ones that are, you know, every other one as if they're not there, and therefore you'll have the shi'ud. So, and the word amma was not said in that statement over there. And therefore, Abaye's deen was, anytime it says the word amma, it's six tefachim. So the Baal's tell you that Rav Nachman, and Abaye in the name of Rav Nachman, holds like Hakamim, and therefore the deen is that all the cases where it says amma is six tefachim, because it's a humrah, and in this case over here they'll hold like the rabbis, and indeed, really, it'll come out that what? They never talked about such a situation, because the word amma was really not used by the shitav the hakamim. And therefore, if you have vine that are next to each other, with a follow hakim that says, why you look at row 1, row 3, and row 5? Comes the Gemara and says, V'iba'et ema, three lines from the bottom, le'olam k'ribi Shimon. I can tell you, you know what? They hold like k'ribi Shimon. Meaning what? That you need four amot in between to be considered a kerem. Also, the question is, what do you mean? And then if you say each amah 60 fahim, then what comes out, he's saying a leniency. So the Gemara answers, Verov amot ka'amar. Which means when Abaye made his statement, he didn't say all the amot by kerem, have a din of six, rov amot by kerem, meaning two out of the three laws. The law of the baldness, that's karahata kerem, has a law of six. The law of the perimeter is called the mahola kerem, that'll have a din of six. However, the law of ritzufin in the kerem, that will go lahmir, that'll have a status of five. So there was rov amot. So then it comes out that that's the way we answer Abaye according to Rav Nachman. When he said all the amot of kerem, he didn't mean all the amot, he meant rov amot, which is always he's going lechumrah. He goes lechumrah in the case of, like I said, karachat and mahol, and when it's a chumrah by the tzufin, he'll actually take five. And now, how is it a chumrah? Because once already, it's only 20 tefahim instead of 24 next to each other, these rows. That's going to have a din of a kerem, and now you have to plant far away from it. You cannot plant next to it. Now, just for clarification purposes, we are going to go back to something that we left in open on the Amud Rishon, and that is the Gemara at the wide line, right? The first wide line. We were trying to find out what exactly is this amaltira. Amaltira, we said, is a discernible or noticeable type of beam that allows a mavui even to be above 20 because this beam over here is very noticeable. So we said, what is an amaltira exactly? So one explanation we said is it's the beam that has the bird nest on it. They call that kineh. If it's noticeable, even over 20 will be okay. And then the rabbis from Israel came along and said, it's actually Pesked Arza. Pesked Arza, according to Rashi, means the very long cedar beams. So we're understanding at this point that the length of these cedar beams, you know, causes a person to notice something. And therefore, even if it's above 20, it'll kosher the Mavui. So now the Gemara had a question. The Gemara wanted to say that if you're telling me that it's the length of these beams that makes it noticeable, so then a sukkah above 20 should be kasher. Why? Because general schach is long beams. I mean, what is schach? You can put a beam from one side of the sukkah to the other side of the sukkah. And therefore, for the same logic that you're telling me, the length of the pesked, the arza, will make the mavui kasher because it's noticeable. So then regular skach on a sukkah should also make the sukkah kasher above 20 because the length of the skach makes it noticeable. To that, the Gemara answers, actually I'm going to read three lines after they get wide. Veha sukkah dinafish mashcha. What do you mean by sukkah where the skach, regular skach, is long? And the rabbi said that what? It's pasul still above 20. Ela, the Gemara answers, keman de kahashiv itle kala. It's not the length that makes it noticeable. You know what it is? It's the fact that the guy's using cedar. Now cedar is considered, let's say, a hashuv item. So when a guy uses cedar, let's say, as a korah for his mavui, people talk. And therefore it becomes recognizable, but people are looking at it. However, long schach, that means nothing. Long schach is nothing out of the ordinary. Everybody does it. And therefore, by a mavui that you use, piskat darzat, the call of it will what? Will make it noticeable. Masha'enkin, long schach, that wasn't the issue over here. It's regular schach, it's like everybody else, and therefore it does not draw attention, and therefore above 20 will be pasul. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.
Amen. Amen.